and what that eventually leads to when you are upset with someone. And there was a man who had an adversary, and he just hated the guy. He was extremely jealous of him. He was angry at him. He wanted nothing but trouble and harm for this guy. And an angel came to him and said, "One wish has been granted to you. You may ask for whatever you want. But know this, whatever you ask for, it double will be given to your adversary." And the guy answered immediately, "Make me blind in one eye." So this guy could have had anything, could have had any blessing from the Lord, but chose to maim himself. That's where jealousy and envy will lead you. Instead of the Lord's blessing coming into your life, you will actually go about harming yourself. I thought, that is a powerful parable, and I got to share that with the body. So, now it's my privilege to introduce our guest teacher today. He's been with us several times now. He's a favorite here at True Life, Dr. Paul Mimpindi. He is an evangelist to the world, but primarily to the Congo. French Africa. It's called Mission French Africa is his ministry. And if you'd like to support that, you can talk to him afterwards. He is always in need of that. So can you welcome Dr. Mimpindi for us today?
Is it on? Am I good? Okay. As Brother Todd said, my name is Paul Mimpindi, and originally I am from Congo. You understand that from my accent. So I speak French, but I love preaching in English too. As Todd said, I always enjoy coming to True Life, and now that you are together, I think it will be a blessing for me to continue to minister to you. Even once a year, it's always a joy to come to share. Today, I'm just going to preach on Psalm 1. Psalm 1, just 6 verses. The book of Psalm, the first Psalm. Psalm 1, it's a song. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like the tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let us pray. Father, I ask for grace as I share the gospel, that your Holy Spirit may touch us. Each one of us comes this morning with a burden, something bugging him or her. We need help. It's a beautiful place, Lord, you showed me. We are in a hospital. The whole world is a hospital full of sick people. We need you, our doctor, to work on us and bring us healing. We pray and we glorify you, Jesus. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. The title of my sermon, simple, Who Are You? As you sit there, as you listen to this word of God, then the question is, who are you? You're going to make a choice. You're going to choose between the two. You won't choose. You will discover who you are. Because Psalm chapter 1 gives us two people. It divides the universe. It divides humanity in two groups, the righteous and the wicked. The psalmist doesn't have three political parties, only two. The psalmist has the righteous and the wicked. There is no third choice, according to the psalmist. In this world, as we are standing right here, we are divided into two groups, the righteous and the wicked. And then he goes into explaining who the righteous is and who the wicked is, and you choose, actually you don't choose, you discover who you are. Then he starts with the righteous. Who the righteous is, he goes and tells us three things about the righteous. One, the righteous is described as at what they don't do. The first thing is what the righteous does not do. The second, what the righteous does. And the third, what the righteous gets from what he does and what he doesn't do. Three things about a righteous person in Psalm chapter 1. What the righteous does not do, he starts there. And then what he does and what he gets from what he doesn't do and what he does. So I go quickly, and then I will go to the wicked too. The righteous now. You will know if you are a righteous, first of all, by what you don't do. Three verbs there. Blessed is the man who does not walk, stand, sit. The righteous person is a person who does not do three things. He does not walk, he does not stand, and he does not sit. With whom? Wicked people. Follow the movement. He does not walk. When you are walking with a wicked person, you are not totally committed to him or her because you are going somewhere. But then when the wicked person you are walking with is telling you something that is resonating with you, guess what? You stand to listen a little bit more. You stop walking. You stand. You give him or her your ear. And then when you are convinced, yes, about what the wicked person is telling you, you sit with him and you become part of him. You become a part of wickedness. Walk, stand, and sit. This is important. You just don't become a wicked person just like that. No, because the wicked person convinced your mind. He got your thinking. The whole game in the universe is about your head. Your head. Whoever gets into your system, your thinking system controls you. And then I just watch Christians, they run around. It's unbelievable. Listen to this simple spiritual truth. Junk in, junk out. Who is influencing you? Who are you listening to? Is it in your family that you have a father or a mother who is a wicked person who tells you all kinds of wicked things? Is it your friends? Are your friends the ones who are putting spiritual pollution in your mind? Or mostly, is it your TV and your internet that you watch and you listen to? I have a very simple test. Who I should listen to, who I should watch on TV. I just have a simple test. Anybody I listen to who gets me so angry that I hate somebody else is a devil. I repeat this. Anyone I listen to who makes me hate somebody, that person is not my friend. I was sitting a long time ago. I love this specific preacher on TV. I don't know if he's still there. I don't listen to him anymore. This guy knows how to preach. He was preaching on TV and I was watching him. And then he just went ballistic against the political person. He was just there and talking, and I was listening. I trusted him. And then by the time he said amen, I hated the person he was talking about so much. Then the Holy Spirit said, Paul, are you full of love or hatred? I said, I hate that sinner. And the Holy Spirit said, dump him. Because this guy put poison in your mind. So, I have a problem. I have a question for you. Who are you hating these days? Who are you walking with, standing with, sitting with? I don't care who that person is. My heart has to be pure. For Jesus, I cannot allow hatred, anger, bitterness in me. No, I can't. I have these things I'm preaching to you are not theories. No. Ask my wife. She will tell you. I'm a very rebellious person. You know, I don't listen. I listen to me, period. I don't listen to anybody else. If you see somebody who's short like myself, be careful. You know. Very rebellious. You know. So when I see people running around, the Lord said to me this morning, when you preach about this text, don't preach down because on people, because you are worse than they are. I'm not saying this to make you, no, I'm a very rebellious person. I did not grow spiritually until I was broken. Who are you listening to? Who is poisoning your mind? Who is making you hate half of the country? Who is doing that? We Christians hate them all. We Christians love them all, good or bad. We don't care. If in your heart you don't have love for the president of this country, if in your heart you don't have love for the governor of this state, you have a problem. As a Christian, if you can't love President Trump, if you can't love Governor Whitmer, you need help. You can hate whatever they do. You have to love them. Because that's who we are. Jesus is on the cross, and they are killing him, and he forgives them? Come on, you can't do that. He says, Lord, let them off the hook. And then every time that thought came to my mind, I said to God, but God, that's not fair. He's Jesus. I'm not Jesus. And then Jesus says, what about Stephen? He did the same. We have a problem as Christians. We are full of ourselves. What is lacking in America is not the gospel. What is lacking are broken Christians who have so much power of the Spirit that just our lives make sinners melt because they have never seen such power that comes through brokenness. I am a recovering rebel. Ask my wife. She can give you all kinds of testimonies. When it comes to rebellion, nobody can beat me. So, the righteous person doesn't do three things. He does not walk, he does not stand, he does not sit. So I'm asking you, dump the people who are making you mad. When you listen to them, you hate somebody. Dump them. Change your channel. Number two, the righteous person doesn't only do, he does some things, he does two of them. He loves and he meditates. Verse 2, He loves the law of the God and he meditates on it day and night. He doesn't love the law. He doesn't meditate on the law. No. He loves the giver of the law, God himself. Understand that. We have a problem. It is a Christianity of the head. There is no intimacy with Christ. When verse 2 says, the righteous person does something, he loves the Lord so much he spends time with God in prayer. Brothers and sisters, there are no shortcuts. You cannot be a powerful Christian if you don't pray. It's not just praying, you know, saying a couple of things. No, it's dwelling there with Jesus. You know what? Prayerlessness is what is killing us. We are full of political stuff. We are full of doctrinal things, empty in prayer. We don't pray. Our whole life is organized about work, about do this and that. We don't pray. If we pray, it's a quick 2 minutes and we run away. Do your farming, do your garden, just drop a little bit of water every day. You will get nothing. You are a parched land. How much of God is in you? God, you have to seek him. You have to look for him. You have to grab him. You have to sit with him. Who are our Christian heroes? People who don't pray, but have good political connections. And guess what? They burn out. They burn out. Since Billy Graham died, I am still looking for a walking saint in this land. I repeat this sentence. Since Billy Graham died, I am looking yet for a walking saint, a real saint in our midst. We don't have them. Who, the people we have, political talks, talking points. I tell you, the marriage between faith and politics always gives birth to dead people. We will win this country. We will. If you won't, we will. Not through Washington. We will win it one soul at a time. Because we will present to them the powerful message of Jesus that removes hatred and replaces it with love and clarity of mind. I am not looking at Washington. I don't care. It will never work. I can guarantee you. If it works, then remove Jesus on the cross. There is no other hope in this world but Jesus Christ and him alone. That's the way Paul did it. That's the way John did it. That's the way we will do it. We will win this country back to Jesus Christ, one soul at a time. We will do it through evangelism. We will do it through life, how we live our lives. You know, I discovered something. When somebody hates you, love him back. He can't return that to you. You disarm him. I was getting ready to go to back to Africa, and I was full of myself. I always remember when I was about to graduate at Calvin with my doctorate, you know, when you get a doctorate, you're a big head, you know. And I was getting back to go to Africa, and I was walking by myself at Calvin, and I was getting angry and then angry because I said, those dictators in Africa, they are dumb. They are making people's lives miserable. I'm going to go there. They will listen. I'll fix them. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Right there, I was walking at the Calvin College by myself, angry, full of myself. And the Holy Spirit said, you are disqualified. I have no use of somebody who is full of himself and looking down at my people in Africa. As long as you don't love them, stay here. I had to repent and understand that the way of the cross is not the way of violence and pride. It's the way of humility. Power comes through humility. How much time do you spend with Jesus every single day? How much time do you spend in the Word over here? You want to change America through what? Bills? Constitutions? No. This is it. We will get this country to Jesus. I tell you, if you doubt it, I'll show you. I have no doubt we'll get it. America will get back to the cross of Jesus. I tell you. I have no doubt in the power of the Holy Spirit. I have seen it in my own life. If Jesus can change a rebel like myself, you are easy for him. You know. Three. It's not my fault if it is 11. I heard here you guys can go until 1 p.m. So fine. So he doesn't do this. He does this. And then what is the result? Look at verse 4, 3. Because he doesn't pollute himself, because he spends time with God, what happens with his life? Verse 3. The psalmist goes into metaphors. He goes into images. He is like a tree planted by water. What is that? Stability. Emotional and spiritual stability. It brings fruitfulness. And then it brings what? It goes from stability to fruitfulness and to what? Success. Whatever he does works. By the way, I jumped one thing. When hard times come, he's stable. I see this COVID-19 thing happening, and then guess what? Those who are not deep in the Lord, either they become rebels or they become fearful. They can't function. They can't function. There are two ways you do it. Either you become rebellious or you become so fearful you don't move. Come on. When you are deep planted in God, God tells you stuff in your mind. Even when you are afraid, it is, no, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. You become a success story. Who are you? Who are you? What is going on with you? We will get this country back to God, not through violence, not through hatred, not through politics, but God is asking today, he needs people who will become visible display of his power so that everyone who doubts will see the power of the cross. And then what about the wicked? He doesn't even, verse 4 to 6, he doesn't even spend time explaining. He just compares them straight to the chaff. What does that mean? Instability. Wicked people are spiritually and emotionally unstable. Like the chaff, they run around. And guess what? Number 2 about wicked people, they don't stand judgment. And they are excluded from the community. Guess what? Last part of the verse. The way of the wicked leads to death. In Hebrew, they just say, Derech Reshaim Toved. Derech Reshaim Toved, which means it just self-destruct. Who are you? I have good news for you, actually. You are what you forgot you are. You Christians, you are a child of God, redeemed by the blood, you. My sermon today, if you forgot everything I said, I'm just telling you, become who you are. You are not a sinful, no, you are not. You have been redeemed by the precious and powerful blood of Jesus. Become who you are by cleaning up. Clean up all the junk that the world has put in you. You are not a vessel of hatred. You are a vessel of love. You are not a vessel of revenge. You are a vessel of forgiveness. You are not a vessel of weakness. You are a vessel of power. I love this. Maybe you have not seen. Maybe you have not been used by God in a powerful way. That's why you don't know. I know when I am in a stadium in Africa full of people, I know that I don't have power, but I trust in Jesus and I speak and I see. The lost, sobbing, running. You talk about demons, I fight them there and I defeat them in the name of Jesus. I know I have touched the power. Healing, I know. Folks, dump the dirty, useless stuff that the world is putting on us. We are powerful people. That power works through humility on your knees. I have hope this country will not go down. Never. It won't. Because we are here. We are here to love, to teach, to present Jesus. You are a righteous person. Go home. Become who you are. And all God's people said,